Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's going on? It's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, episode number 103.
103. We're back and we're ready to punch you in the
Many d**ks are being punched all over the United States tonight.
The world is a different place since we were on here last time.
Man, it's, it's been a crazy month.
Like I said last week on Metal Shop, if the world's going to hell, we will be the soundtrack.
We will be the soundtrack.
Like always, though. I mean, we've been going to hell for a while, so it's not like there's anything changed too much there.
We can all hold hands while we go to hell.
Kumbaya, my lord.
That's Kevin Deers.
Hello.
My name's Ian, and that is Mr. Ryan the Beard.
Hi.
It's our magical safe place known as Metal Shop Backstage
Pass. This is your safe space. Protesting allowed, I suppose. But man, what the f***? What in the f***?
Some crazy f***, man.
Yeah, to say the least. A very unexpected turn of events. We have Mr. Donald Trump as our president-elect. And, it's getting weird.
I want you to say that again to let it sink
in. I don't ever
want
to f***ing say that again. That said, I guess we don't really have much of a say. This, you know, people have spoken, so to speak. And, this is where we are now. So, you know, and it took me a little while, and I'm glad we're here now because it took me a couple weeks to kind of, like, let things settle in or whatever.
Sure.
And my first response that I saw was people saying, like, oh, man, think about all the good music that's going to come out of that. And at first it pissed me off, but now after I've thought through everything, I think people are right. There's going to be some interesting, some heavy music on our way in the next 4, 8, 20, 50 years until we're all dead.
You know what's funny is... since I watch a lot of news and I've just been shaking my head a lot in the last few weeks, and I gotta say, I gotta promise you, we're not gonna be talking much about politics because what I've been doing lately is trying to get out of that space. Like when I'll put a podcast on, I'll be like listening to a wrestling podcast. I'll be like, please don't talk about politics. Please don't talk about politics. And they don't. And I'm just like, yes. So we just need to get it out there.
Need to at least address.
We need to talk about that for a second. And you know what? It's interesting that we should go back in time and play our interview with Randy Bly at the end.
Oh, yes.
Let's play our interview with Randy Bly where we just discuss the idea of Donald Trump as president.
And, I think that was right when the primary was being announced.
Yeah, and it was still kind of like a joke, like, ha, Donald Trump for president, that'd be really funny, right? Internet troll for president.
I listened to an old Bill Maher episode from about a year ago. Yeah, about a year and a half ago, right, when they started doing the primaries. And Ann Coulter was the guest.
Oh, my God.
And
your favorite.
They were going around. Yeah, I've talked to her many times, actually, strangely. But they were going around their circle, you know, like their panel that they had.
Sure.
And they were doing presidential... predictions. And she said Donald Trump, and everyone in the crowd just lost it. They were laughing. Ha, 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 ha. That would never, ever be possible. And they were wrong. We were all wrong.
I don't know, man.
I mean, the thing is that people that listen to this podcast, I would assume, like the 4 or 5 people that actually hear this, probably have varying political opinions. And we don't necessarily, that's not what we f***ing do here. You know what I mean? So we can say what we need, and at least we need to address it because it's a new thing for us. It's been a week or two. And, we'll find out what happens here in heavy music in the next 4, 5, 8 years and the rest of the world.
Exactly.
It's going to be weird.
On to more serious news. I got a Fleshlight, guys.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's fantastic.
How long have you had a new girlfriend now?
Well, here's the thing. I've been celibate for about 1 year and 2 months now.
Okay.
I haven't boned anyone. And instead of being like, hey, I'm really horny, I'm going to go hook up with some random person I have no feeling for.
And then regret it.
I'd rather just use a plastic vaginal sleeve that I paid $45 for.
Do we
half price?
I don't think we even have to beep that, do we?
No, plastic vaginal sleeve. It is great. It is
the PVS
has a great suction.
Oh God!
It feels quite like a vagina.
Are you getting paid by some sex toys or
no? But I wish I could.
No kidding.
It's how much I enjoy it because.
That's great, man.
You know,
welcome to 2016.
It's
dude.
Awesome.
That
and
rules.
You know, maybe sometime when I become a lot creepier, older, and fatter, I will invest in kind of like Ryan. I'll invest.
Oh, dude, come on!
Just kidding.
Just like your dad.
Kind of. Yeah, that's true.
Like
you know
dads.
What? As much as I like give Ryan or whatever, you know, just like say that he actually has a sweet girlfriend, and I'm like
yeah,
the single
she rules.
Creepy
yeah.
guy.
You're just
so.
Projecting your insecurities.
Exactly. Hey, man, these insecurities aren't going to project themselves.
She brought you guys cupcakes, man.
But now you can project them into your fleshlight.
Exactly. Project a lot of things. You know, one thing that's interesting about God. The fleshlight, though, is it makes me a cleaner man. It makes me
less tissues around.
Yeah, no, it you know, there's a lot of cleanup involved, and you gotta get the like the toy
hey,
spray.
Can we not get too far into this, please? I don't really need to get. I'm happy for you, but at the same time,
hey, I wanted to give it. I give it 4 rubs out of 5.
Okay, wait, why not 5 out of 5? I am curious. What about that 5th rub?
Because occasionally I'll catch myself in the reflection of my. Of my
oh,
computer
like, I'm
screen.
Sad.
It's a very sad image of a 31-year-old man masturbating with a flashlight.
That's not something that they can fix. They can't fix that for you. That's not their fault.
It's okay, man.
I'm happy
Tears
for you.
Work as lube.
Did you have you named it yet?
Yeah, it's Ian.
I'm going to go home and kill myself. Good for you, man. Glad. I'm glad. I knew several Ians in my day, so I'm just going to assume it's one of them.
Yeah. Totally.
So that being said, how was your week, Ryan?
Not as good as Kevin's, apparently.
Oh, my f***ing God. I'm pretty sure like people that I know listen to this sh-.
Your
people
mom
that,
does.
Yeah, I know. Your dad does, too.
It's fine.
Sorry, by the way, in my band, we've moved on from your mom burns to your dad burns.
Oh, really?
So it's taken it to a whole nother up level there. So expect your dad burns as
See,
the podcast.
We were experimenting with the granny burn at work the other day. Like that's what your grandma said.
See, that's the f***ed up part is that you can only use mom or dad because half the time they're like, my grandma's dead, you piece of s***.
And you're like, well, I don't feel bad because grandmas should die. They're f***ing
you're
old.
Like, yeah, I dug her up. Whoa.
Yeah.
See, look what you've done
See?
To me.
You're f***ed up, man.
This is what happens when it's been a couple weeks.
I think you need
talked.
To get yourself a fleshlight.
No. Wait, are you talking to me or Ryan?
I'm talking about you. You're talking about digging up grandma, man.
No, come on. This is all entertainment, bro.
Okay. Well, so is my fleshlight. I don't actually have one.
All right. I mean, anyway.
Ian's taken care of. Ian's got a lady friend now.
See, I don't want to transfer from that. From dead grandmas to the lady that I'm into. Both of you guys. What if she's going to hear this, her family's going to hear it, they're going to be like, what the f*** is wrong with him? And I'm going to blame it on both of you, and it's not going to help me at all. So, let's do a f***ing peaceful transfer. Ryan, I f***ing hope you have something good to say this week. Please.
Man, well, we've been,
help me help you.
I've been working my tail off on the Pound album.
Oh, you've been pounding it?
I've been pounding it. And,
so have I.
It's going along well. Going along really well. Almost. I'm done with all the rhythm tracks.
Oh yeah, you've been rhythmically pounding it.
I've started to work on the leads.
Okay. So in like the grand scheme of it all, like in a percentage wise, how far along do you think you are?
In terms of tracking out all the guitar stuff, I'm about 70% there.
And then Dave's got to do his drum stuff? Or have you done that already?
Already tracked drums. Drums are already done in the bag.
So how f***ing long is it going to take till we get a Pound record?
Hopefully by the end of the year. That's kind of what we're shooting for. Hmm. And it's looking like we might get there. So
I hope we'll you see. Rhythmically pound your way there, Ryan.
I hope so, too. I'm just really struggling. It's just hard to get away from that conversation.
You're a pervert, dude. I'm just talking about
hey, man.
Exploring my sexual desires.
We're all human beings here.
I thought this was a safe space.
Last time I checked, this was America. Man, f*** you guys.
I'm going to save up my throw it all over you.
Oh my God. I hope. did you ever see that episode of Nip Tuck where they used, let's not go there. Man, how am I supposed, man, God damn you guys. So I've been
How was your week?
I've been hanging out with my, see, here's the thing. And Ryan does too. Now I have a partner, Kevin, that's a real human, and it's been fun. So I'm glad you're having fun with your fleshlight and whatnot.
And you haven't pissed her off yet.
Oh, I've pissed her off a couple times. Don't get me wrong.
Sketchy Ian.
It's just like any normal, you know, you have a fucking relationship. Everybody knows.
What are those?
And it's been fun, though. Like, but she's leaving tomorrow, and she's going to be gone for like 6, 7, 8 months.
And that's when the fleshlight comes in.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to give me a recommendation? A little bit. Where is she going to?
I mean, she lives in a foreign country. She lives in Iran, actually, and so she's going to be going back there, but she's defending her master's degree thesis.
Wow.
So she's smart. Anyway, she's very smart, and she's awesome, and she's super into metal. I think we went to 6 shows in 4 weeks. And for people like you and me, you know, and Kevin, Ryan, Kevin, and myself, that's kind of par for the course. Yeah. And at the end of the year like this, it normally would have been like double that if I had gone to all of them. But we were talking to her family last night at dinner, and they were like, man, that's been like more shows than I've ever seen in my life. Which is kind of a perspective check, you know? You don't realize how, you know, infrequently people go to concerts and whatnot.
Yeah.
So it's been fun. We did a lot of cool things, and it's been cool. It's just going to be weird to not have her around for a while. So I don't f***ing know. I'm not trying to get all emotional, man. But she's cool, and she's a metalhead, so I figured it pertains to Metal Shop in some way. So
that's awesome.
Hopefully she comes back around at some point.
What's her favorite band?
That's a good question. She's really into post-rock.
Cool.
Like, we went to go see Caspian at Numo's, bands like that. You know, she likes Agalloch. She's really into melodic death metal, Dark Tranquility, the new record. She's bummed that she doesn't get to go to that show next week. I think that's going to be a good one, for sure. You know, shit like that. And we went to Opeth, and she was fucking headbanging harder
that's
than
true.
Any of us.
I can attest to that.
She was stoked. And thank you for saving those seats, man. It was awesome show.
Hey, you're welcome.
Speaking of which, what are some of the other shows that have been gone, you know, been going on since we've been doing a podcast?
I saw some rocking shows this week.
You've been hitting them all, man.
Yeah, you've been busy. Did you go to all of them?
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't have a girlfriend. So when I'm not in my corner crying silently while I masturbate,
looking in the mirror,
I'll go to shows that even if I'm like, okay. So Monday I went and saw Grim Reaper. And they headlined it. That was f***ing sick. Old school band. Along with yes, they were great. And Junkyard Amy Lee Carlson from Substratum went up on stage and sang See You in Hell with Grim Reaper.
Sweet.
It was killer. Skeleton Witch and Substratum were both awesome. And that was just like a serious, that was like the new wave of Seattle heavy metal show. Tuesday I saw Animals as Leaders, and that was an incredible show.
Did you see Intervals also?
I actually didn't. I showed up right in time for Animals as Leaders. They were fucking great. And then last night I went and saw Sub Rosa at the Highline, and they were incredible. But last week I went and saw Descendants 2 nights in a row. And the first night, it was really cool because it was the day of the election. And the day after the election, when everyone kind of woke up feeling like, oh my God. And, you know, honestly, I was just having kind of a day. I didn't even know if I wanted to go. I'm so glad I did because there was just so much energy. So people obviously just wanted to have a good time and release energy and just like have a positive experience. And it was great, man. They didn't have any barriers, so people were just stage diving and going crazy. And Descendants played pretty similar sets 2 days in a row, but there was a couple variations of songs. But it was awesome to see them. I got Greg Bennett from Trial into 3-2-1 Battle. He's super into it now. He's
nice.
Going to keep going. So
rules.
Went to 3-2-1 Battle for a little while, and then I went to see Sub Rosa last night. So
I did go see Flesh God this week.
Yeah.
It was awesome, except for the sh-ass sound.
Uh-oh.
Fleshlight Apocalypse.
Yeah. God damn it.
That's the name for it.
That's your new side project. But yeah, like, remember, and we were talking about this via text. Remember when we saw him at the King Cat Theater?
Yeah, that was the sound.
The sound was so bad that everyone f***ing left. Like, everyone walked out. I remember that, and it was just kind of like a mass exodus, and we all felt so fucking bad for that band. But it was kind of the same thing this week. Like, they did really well. They did have an opera singer on stage. like the whole time doing the backup stuff.
Nice.
And an actual piano, like an old school piano.
That's awesome.
Which was cool.
Did they bring the piano on stage?
Yeah.
God, that would suck to tour with a piano.
Yeah. Just like, dude, yeah, that's the first thing you put the in the trailer.
Your roadie would be so bummed.
You're like, hey, take my gear. Oh, you mean this 800-pound piano?
Grand piano. If you get a scratch on it, you're paying.
Well, beyond just that, pianos, when they get moved, every time you move a piano, you're supposed to tune it.
You gotta tune it, yeah.
God.
And if you haven't thought about it, the process of tuning a piano
takes so long.
That's a multi-hour long process.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money.
It's really involved, and it really f***ing sucks.
So I couldn't tell because I wasn't close enough, but if they were smart, they probably would have cut that part out and put a f***ing keyboard in there.
Yeah.
Just that it looks like a piano? I don't know. Like a full-length keyboard?
Hey, man. That's all I got.
You know, I did have an interesting interaction this week that I kind of wanted to talk about. I found out that a friend of mine has another job that I was unaware of. He's a professional, or I always thought he was just a professional rock photographer, and I'm not going to use names as per his
rock
request.
Rock photog.
And I always thought, wow, what a freaking effing cool job. And I commented to him, you know, you must go to so many shows and take so many pictures in order to support yourself doing that. And he just said, nah, man, that's like just my hobby. That's what I do on the side. Let me send you my demo reel for what I actually do. So go to the link, type in the password that he sent me, and all of a sudden the first thing that pops up is a scene from Star Wars.
What?
And the guy's done a lot of the character animation for Star Wars, all the Transformers movies, Stephen King's The Mist.
Who is this?
And a photographer buddy.
He didn't
of mine.
Say right. The f***ing name.
Yeah, and it just kind of broke my mind a little bit. Just like, dude, like all these cool things that you're doing, all these awesome movies that you're working on. It's kind of one of those, you know, you never know what your friends are really into, I guess.
Really don't. Okay, time to talk about some heavy metal news on our episode 103.
There's a lot of it because we haven't been here for a couple weeks. So let's get you filled up with all the metal news. Unfortunately,
we'll fill you up.
Unfortunately, we have some bad news. Mike Williams, the vocalist of the New Orleans Sludge Gods. I hate God. He needs a liver transplant. So stop laughing, you dicks. There is now a crowdfunding campaign launched. He has some serious health issues. As you recall, Randy Bly filled in for Mike Nine on this past tour.
Phil Anselmo also did a couple of shows for him.
Yeah. Williams' family has now revealed that he needs a liver transplant. Apparently on October 10th, Mike was admitted to the CCU vomiting blood.
Jesus.
Along with internal bleeding, it was determined that his liver and kidneys were failing. He was placed on life support and dialysis.
Damn.
He was able to function on his own through sheer grit and determination is what we're told. And, he is now placed on a list to get a liver transplant, and he has an extreme amount of medical bills that he's going to have to cover. So they have now put up a crowdfunding campaign to help Mike Nine. So if you've ever been into I Hate God, if you just want to help a brother out, you know, I mean, underground metal musicians, they're not made of fucking gold, you know?
Yeah, not only that, but I mean, like, at this point, it's not, hey, is he going to be able to sing for the band again? It's more like, hey,
is he going to be able to live?
Let's get this guy the opportunity, a second chance. It says right here that he's made a huge change in his diet and his lifestyle, obviously. But if he's going to make that choice, then maybe we should, you know, do everything we can to give him another shot. That band's f***ing awesome. They're super influential. A lot of musicians have created music based off of what they've heard from them and Mike Nine. So do what you can to help him out.
Go to Facebook Metal Shop page. We have the link to the crowdfunding page on there, and so check it out. So, also, an interesting thing that happened this week is there was an orchestra, Metamorphistra. They did the orchestral covers of Tool, Schism, and Chop Suey by System of a Down. They've now released their crazy iteration of Rage Against the Machine, Bulls on Parade. So let's check it out. Thank you.
this is f***ing weird.
Yes. Quite.
Are you guys watching? You're also... How many people you think are in here, Ryan? Like 50?
Yeah. That is
It's a full orchestra.
That's a big-ass orchestra,
I'm
man.
Seeing flugelhorns. French horns. That was a bass clarinet bass solo there.
This is awesome.
With the beat in the background.
This is sick.
Rally around the family. With a pocket full of shells.
Yeah.
That's the wrong song.
Tubas. Dude, they got f***ing everything in here.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, they have a new record coming out called The Ship of Theseus. I guess they're going to be doing all kinds of... The Ship of Theseus.
Oh, I thought you said feces.
No.
I was about to say, holy crap.
No, they're not covering Gorgasm or anything like that. So, there you go.
Wild.
Welcome to a f***ing weird-ass year. Well, speaking of which, we're entering the season of quirky holiday sweaters, guys.
Yeah, this, you know, it's everywhere. I was at Target today, and they have so many god-awful, ugly sweaters.
It's back.
Yeah.
The f***ed up part is, like, the old ugly sweaters that people used to make fun of were, like, hand-knit, thick-ass f***ing wool sweaters, like, legit f***ing sweaters, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now they're like paper thin, garbage. It's like printed on a t-shirt. Like, get the f*** out of here. You're missing the point. Do we know anybody that can hand knit us some f***ing sweet, like, metal sweaters?
Maybe my mom.
They're expensive.
It's got to be some... Dude, it like takes a lot of work.
To get really
a
thick...
A ton of work.
To get really thick, the real kind of sweater that you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an expensive item, man.
And now it's like, hey... We're charging $75 for a t-shirt that says, ho, ho, ho. Get the f*** out of here.
Get the f*** out.
Anyway, speaking of which, Dillinger Escape Plan has some holiday sweaters coming out.
Every well, Time I Die and Between the Buried and Me.
There's a whole bunch of bands on here.
Yeah, there's a whole ton of them.
Seosin, Circus Survive.
Oh, Seosin's so sick.
Hey. Cro-Mags, Stick to Your Guns.
You ever heard of my band?
Cro-Mags?
Yeah.
Whoa!
I would rock a Cro-Mags one. Let's see this.
It's actually pretty website. Sick. It's Santa and the Reindeer riding past a mushroom cloud.
Holy shit! It's the Age of Quarrel with Santa and the... Wow.
That's... No, nah, man. That.
This is insane.
That. Also, the hats that have on...
You.
Are written... Wait, do any of you guys... I know you have one, Ryan. I almost got the Descendants one a couple years ago.
The Descendants one was rad.
But the hats that they have here that say Merry Christmas.
And then on and the then same on the f- says Kiss My Ass.
But they're in the same font of Make America Great Again. It's probably the same company.
I saw the best hat though. It's like America Make America Great Again hat, but it says Make Racist Scared Again.
Yes.
Yo.
Thank you. Perfect.
That was sick. Speaking of
transition
Trump,
of the year.
So, two men that truly deserve each other, Vince Neil and Donald Trump, will be united as Vince Neil has been asked to perform at Donald Trump's inauguration. And no, this is not Motley Crue. This is Vince Neil and his solo project.
Yeah.
And Axl Rose has been spoken out. And Axl Rose, who is a bit crazy in his own part, but you know what? He comes out and says, Trump, and he said, good people don't listen to, acknowledge, nominate, or elect people like Senator Jeff Sessions.
And you know why? Because Jeff Sessions has been nominated to be the f***ing attorney general.
And he said, decent people don't smoke weed.
The guy who's in charge of the law of the land? Yeah, he's going to like do the best he can to turn around medical marijuana laws. Like, f***ing seriously? That's all I'll say.
Moving on, Metallica released a new album on Friday called Hardwired to Self-Destruct. It's a 2 double disc album. It's their first record in a long f***ing time. I like it. There's parts of it that I'm like, eh, it's okay. I dig it. It's the best Metallica record in the last 25 years. That being said, past 25 years of Metallica, not exactly the best and most metal era of the band.
Yo, where's my Metallica Beanie Babies?
But it is a fucking huge, huge release in the world of metal. Kirk Hammett admits that he wanted to write more, and Robert Trujillo also says the album was Lars's vision. This is what they said. Hammett calls his lack of input on the new record a very bitter pill to swallow. For me, being in this band, I always want to contribute. I always have a lot of musical concepts and ideas to bring to the table. Obviously, that was not meant to be at this time, and I had to accept that fact. So I focused on my solos, just making sure that my playing on the album was at its best, at its full potential. Hopefully, I can bring my ideas to the next Metallica album. I just hope it's not another 8 years. That's kind of harsh.
Weird.
I don't know. I wonder...
For a band like that,
the dynamic must be a little strange in that band.
It's almost like each one of those guys kind of stands on their own.
For sure.
I mean, we already saw... We don't need to rehash all this f***ing bull again. But we all saw the movie, Some Kind of Monster, and they were all having issues. And the fact that they all have to come to the table with ideas and someone's like, no. It's just f***ing weird, man. As a guy who's in a band, like... Just not how it works unless you're on that kind of level.
Yeah,
which I just don't understand. Don't want to talk about it because I don't know. But it just feels weird.
Well, I feel like every band dynamic is a little bit different. I mean, I've been in situations where I was a part of a band where I was the one writing everything and then just saying, "Here, everybody, just play this."
Right.
And then the current situation, which I like a lot more, is I come up with my stuff or my bandmate comes up with something and then we work on it together and we have the back and forth, and I feel like the music's better because of it. And
yeah.
I feel like that's a much healthier way to approach being in a band, because then everybody has their say, you're getting input from different influences, and it's more of a, everybody's more invested in it and everybody gives a more because they've
done because they're like, that's my part. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're participating right in the whole process of it. And the like, fact that Metallica doesn't do that is really a bit of a head scratcher, because everybody in that band, whether you like the band or not, knows what the hell they're doing on their instrument at this point.
Totally.
And has a lot to bring to the
table. Kirk Hammett's a master shredder.
And I don't think it's just bands like Metallica. I think it's kind of a mindset for a lot. Like, it's weird, like swapping out, for example, the most obvious example is swapping out Dave Mustaine for Kirk Hammett.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah, we just had to fill, you know, we needed a new employee or whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of the way they see it.
Yeah.
Weird to me.
Yes.
Like when like the whole thing with Testament, when their bass player just came out and was like, yeah, I wanted to be an equal member of the band and make as much money as the rest of them, and they were like, no. So he quit. Like, duh. It's just fucking weird, man. And it reminds me of like why I like certain bands, and you can recognize the people that do it for the right reasons, I guess, is all I'm saying.
Right.
Oh, my God. Are you looking at the same article I am?
With Axl and Slash and Guns N' Roses, how much they made?
How much they made on this 2016 summer tour.
It's gross.
$5.5 million?
At each show.
Jesus Christ.
That's fucking insane. And that's literally what the article says. The sentence after the number is, that is fucking insane. $5,498,347 on average at each show.
Average ticket price of $117.34. I mean, obviously they were a lot more expensive tickets and a lot cheaper.
Now,
but
I think we talked about this before. That's the gross cut. That's before stadium costs, tickets, band management, booking, their van, all the gear that they had to use, and all that other. So it's not like they walked with $5.5 million.
So, in
but that's, dude, think
way back in entertainment management, there was a we were taught a really, really quick math thing to figure out roughly what the band actually made. It's half and a half. So cut whatever that gross number is in half, and then whatever you get after that, cut that in half, and that's around what the band made off of the ticket sales.
Right.
And then
they got a lot of money.
And then after that, you know, you got to factor in the merch.
So the Guns N' Roses tour, 125 touring people on tour that they had to pay every night, 125 locals at each venue or whatever, 36 trucks.
Damn. And all the expenses of all the gear within, so.
36.
Honestly,
tracks.
Though, that was one of the best rock and roll shows I've ever been to in my life, if not the best. They played for like 3 fucking hours straight.
Good. And, they earned their money then.
It was a great show. Good. It was. Everyone was happy. There was a smile on everyone's face. Right. Everyone was smiling and singing along.
It
wasn't a disappointment at all.
I don't think the vibe is talking shit. It's just like, wow.
They did it.
It's like staggering.
They killed it.
It's crazy.
F-ing crazy.
They're they have the GDP of like some small countries.
Yeah, right?
It's crazy.
Well, the fact that a rock band is pulling that much money in 2016.
That's cool.
They're not Drake. What's really cool for me.
They're not Nicki Minaj. They're a fucking rock band that plays their instruments on stage.
That said, we don't really ever talk about how much money any of those guys make. I'm sure they do okay. But not $5.5 million a show.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. That's fucking staggering. So good for them. I kind of have to just you got to respect the hustle on that at that point.
I think Kanye needs to sit the f*** down.
Hey, I don't mean to interrupt you, but Guns N' Roses had the best tour of 2016.
So
there are no rock stars anymore. I'm the new rock star.
So Ghost has been doing this thing for the last 3 releases where they apparently have a new vocalist, or at least that's part of the kind of the gag.
Weird.
Is there's a new Papa Emeritus. I don't think that's really true.
Okay. So the article says the imminent arrival of Papa Emeritus IV. And we've seen, all the others, who is absolutely not, no matter how it looks, the same person as Papa Emeritus, the one through the other 4.
I think he kind of just gets a different look a little bit on each album, so.
It's like you just downloaded a fucking skin on Overwatch and updated Papa Emeritus to the fucking 4th or whatever. Whatever. That band is another band that has kind of crushed it this year.
Well,
they've like stepped up several levels.
Why can't they just do what Slipknot does and be like, hey, here's the new mass for this new album?
Hey, man.
You know?
That's not cult.
KVLT.
Entry level metal.
Whoa. The fucking elitist has spoken.
You don't have to leave that in there, but if you do, I ain't gonna argue it.
Ryan has spoken. The fucking...
I mean, didn't we just do an article about Rage Against the Machine? Kinda?
Yeah.
I mean, entry-level orchestral Rage Against the Machine. Somebody's gotta start somewhere, man.
Well, I mean, just call it what it is, you know? I'm not saying I have a problem with them.
It's not necessarily an insult. And to be fair, they've been selling out every time they've come to Seattle in the last 3 years. They've sold out the place.
And they put on a good show.
Yeah.
But
and they're super nice, and they came and visited us here. So it's not like we're like, that band sucks. It's like, hey, they are getting a lot of new people into whatever kind of genre you would call that.
Right.
What would you call that?
And they're not f***ing with their sound too much, which is... what I wish I could say for a lot of the bands that got me into metal.
Josh, my roommate Josh, and I were watching Monday Night Football the other day and totally heard Ghost.
Really?
Yeah.
That's between plays,
like on their way into commercials and stuff. It took him several tries and he was like, oh yeah, that's the new single. So Ghost on Monday Night Football. I mean, we heard Sandrider in the playoffs.
That's true. So. That was awesome.
That rules.
New Lamb of God EP just came out. It's an EP consisting of 2 new songs and 3 live cuts. It's dedicated to the memory of Wayne Ford, a loyal fan who passed away from leukemia. They have a charity auction to raise funds for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So here is a song called Culling. New Lamb of God.
Give you a little piece of it. Give you a little taste. Skip in.
What's up?
So there you go.
I'm digging it. Sounds like Lamb of God.
I mean, that band, I don't want to rehash it again. They had the whole fan issue before, but they clearly give a shit about their fans, so I think that's awesome.
Moving forward, there's new music by Creator. They released their title track and video from Gods of Violence, their new album on Nuclear Blast. It's coming out on January 27th, so let's take a listen to this.
Gonna skip in halfway. So there you go. New Creator.
Right on. I dig it. Code Orange is coming to town. And I am pumped for that. Code Orange just dropped a song from their new record, Forever, the title track, and I played it last week on Metal Shop. It is heavy as balls. Code Orange is, of course, on Roadrunner Records now. Their new record's coming out in 2017, and they're coming to town to the Vera Project.
Yeah.
Alongside Youth Code and Lifeless. So that's going to be a good show.
January 24th. Let me see which day of the week that is. It is a Tuesday. So we might be able to be
there.
Well, that's going to be a good show.
Code Orange is heavy. And they are literally kids. They started the band as kids, and now they're fucking grown-ups.
But they played, that was the final Mayhem tour, right?
Yep,
yeah,
exactly.
They played the final one with Slayer and King Diamond, so good for them.
And Jungle Rot.
Sorry, I'm just sitting here reading this next article, and it's like, two of my least favorite things in the world combined to make just the shittiest thing ever.
God, you are f***ing angry elitist
hater,
today.
Yeah.
I hate Jimmy Fallon so much.
Yeah.
And I do not like Classroom Instruments.
Okay.
What's your deal with, like, hating anybody who's trying to get into music?
I'm just in a bad man.
I hate xylophones, man.
Hey, let's do a podcast with angry metal guy.
I'm just really mad.
All right,
it's been a rough week, man. Right.
Sorry, I'm gonna turn off the creator. Let's get to the f***ing point of what we're even talking
Metallica,
about.
Metallica, Jimmy Fallon, and the Roots played Enter Sandman on Classroom Instruments.
Let's hear it. Well, we know what Ryan thinks, so turn his microphone off.
Yes. There's 15 people in there. I just like to say that Lars is doing about as well as he does on his normal drum set right now,
which is true.
Haters. I dig it.
I think I just want to see what happens if we play this to completion. Ryan's head's just going to blow straight off his neck.
Jimmy Fallon is one of the most obnoxious human beings on this planet.
Why do you hate him so much?
I don't know. It's a completely, I can't figure it out. And that's part of the reason why I hate it.
We'll stop that.
That's part of the reason why it pisses me off so much. It's like, I can't figure out why I hate the guy so
much. Kevin, note to you and I. That's how we can fuck with Ryan from now on.
Show him all the Jimmy Fallon clips.
You know, I was really enjoying the new Jurassic Park, and then fucking Jimmy Fallon out of nowhere. That bummed me out so hard.
Oh, he's like in the pod when they're driving around.
I was pissed off for the rest of the film.
I'm Jimmy Fallon. Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Well, we had... Jenna and I had just been talking about how much I hate Jimmy Fallon, and then we walk into the movie theater watching the movie, and that comes on, and she just looked at me, and I was like, God damn it. Jimmy goddamn Fallon.
Anytime you're having a good day, I'm just going to show you a picture of Jimmy Fallon.
He's so annoying.
Hey, man, check out this funny meme.
What a weird thing to be angry about.
Like, his something about that guy just pisses me off. Just, hey, oh my God. I can't stand him.
All right. I'm going to find a way to I got to find a way. Dude, we'll find a way. All right. So there's a new song from Iron Reagan.
Wow.
Stoked on that. Love to hear some new music from them. It's called A Dying World. Not a whole lot of information. They got a new record coming out February 3rd. A little ways away. So here's a new song. There you go. You get it. Crossover Ministry, the new record coming out February 3rd.
Nice. Dream Theater fans, rejoice!
Rejoice!
Their breakthrough album, Images and Words, it will be 25 next year, and it was released in 1992, was highly considered by Dream Theater fans to be like one of their top records, and really helped build the progressive metal scene in the early 90s, so they're actually going to be playing the entire album live on their Europe tour, and it's going to be going on from January 30th till February 18th. Let's hope for the fans of Dream Theater that they bring that to the United States, because it'd be pretty killer to see that. That's a good record.
Anybody got $250 they want to spend on a bust of
I don't have $250.
You can buy a bust of Papa Emeritus from Ghost. They're only making 40 of like two different versions of it, and they are $250 each.
And it's a pound. It's 1 pound.
You can buy 1 pound worth of clay that looks like this guy in the band you like.
For $250. Okay.
If it were Lemmy, I'd think about it.
Ryan, what's this next deal? You're a big Protest the Hero guy. I know you're a big f***ing fan of theirs. So let's speak about something you do like.
Yeah. I do like Protest the Hero.
I heard Jimmy Fallon did guest vocals on one of their songs.
Yeah, he paid the money.
I would have been so pissed off. That would have been
Protest the Hero.
God damn it.
They're also
coming
to town.
See, now I'm just frustrated again. So Protest the Hero just announced a full North American tour. I'm super pumped about that. They just put out a new EP called Pacific Myth, and something really rad that they did. It's 12 songs long, so it's 6 songs which are the actual songs with the vocalist and everything, and then the next 6 songs are the same songs, just without the vocalist. So the instrumental versions.
Gotcha.
Which is super cool of them to do, because some people do not like the singer.
But isn't that, we used to make fun of Tesseract for that. That was the band, right?
No, we never made we made fun of...
Oh, we've made fun of everyone.
Yeah, we made fun of everyone.
We've made fun of everyone.
But I think it's cool. This is one of the few bands...
Also, now you think it's cool.
This is one of the few bands with a clean vocalist that I actually really like, partially because I had a conversation with that dude a while back that... Really hilarious, awesome human being. I like this whole band.
Didn't Chris Adler play drums on this record?
Did he?
Yeah, he filled in for Protest the Hero for a
second. I heard
it was
Jimmy Fallon.
That's definitely true, though. He definitely played with Protest the Hero for a little while, and I think it was early last year.
Rad, go Adler.
So there you go, if it makes you feel better.
As long as it's not Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Power Trip has a new song called Firing Squad. And it came out on NPR, which I think is pretty awesome.
They have a new record called Nightmare Logic coming out February 22nd on Southern Lord. Lots of reverb on this one.
Skip it in.
Oh!
All right. Grab your bands, boys.
Grab your balls, ladies.
Hell yeah. That's some right-hand riffage right there. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah!
What is it that Toby said? He said, who cares about new Metallica when you got new, Power Trip? That's what he said, man! I don't know!
What?
You know Toby.
I know Toby. I love Toby. I know him in a biblical sense.
Oh, yes, you do.
So, you know what? It's about end of the time for the podcast.
Before we do that, there's one more thing that I wanted to mention that Ryan actually provided at the end of our f***ing information here. All black cats are available without adoption fees on Black Friday.
That's awesome.
I think that's awesome. At the Seattle Humane Society, I got my cat on free adoption weekend. Or whatever it was from them. And they were accepting donations. I gave them $50. I got a cat.
That's great.
So how's that been working out for you?
Actually, really kind of a pain in the ass. But I love him. He's always f***ed with Kevin. And now he's f***ing with my new roommate too. So I think it's hilarious. But he's a good guy. And if you want to help out some animals that are just kind of sitting in a f***ing box, then go down to the Seattle Humane Society at any time, but especially on Friday, November 25th, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and you can go get a free black cat.
Pretty freaking cool.
It's awesome. That's awesome.
I'm down
it
for
is
that.
Awesome. Well, you know, we're not going to let you out of the Metal Shop Backstage Pass podcast without a little taste of brutal poetry too hot for radio. As usual, we have descended into the shittiest place on Earth. The terrible, brutal death metal lyrics of a band called Pungent Stench off of their Shiz You record from 1991. Here goes Kevin with a piece of Splatterday Night Fever. Take it away.
Regrettably, he's sick. He's got swellings on his dick. And when he touched this dick, the swelling busted.
Oh.
Pus was splatting all over his face. What a grace. Bacterial colonies caused the pain and brought decease. Screaming and yelling and bleeding and smelling. His foreskin is a pitted flap. Musty scrap. The bitch he f***ed the day before was only for one night. Not anymore. Now he's blood.
Pitted flap.
And his balls look like mud. That's what he's got. Venereal disease. Rancid tasting cheese. Corrosive like acid. Burns a hole in his skin. Crab-like, it is spreading over his pallid limbs. Shapeless is the and his glance is much too big. Riddled and defiled, a useless lump between his legs, soft, like wax. While he f***ed that slut, he's got a finger in her butt, digging in her her ass was a phallic. What a hit. dripping, splattering, twisting, melting, porous, damaged, dreadful. He drank her.
Oh, come on, dude.
Innocence is an excuse. Because even lick anything that smells so fucking sick.
God, dude, stop.
Metamorphic. So he will understand his lust has been his end. Now he is more intelligent. He'd better use his hand. No commend.
God damn it.
New lows. Punch and Stench, Splatter Day Night Fever, in case you were interested. From
Wear a condom, kids.
Shiz You, 1991.
Wear a fucking condom.
I love that. I loved it.
Well, thanks for listening.
It was just in time for Thanksgiving. I'll be looking forward to my mashed potatoes and gravy after that.
And I'll be looking forward to my fleshlight.
Well, thanks again for listening. Did you want to air that Randy Bly interview from back in the day, or you want to save that for another time?
Let's save it for another time.
All right, fucking fine. Or just play it.
Do it.
All right, let's play it.
Do it.
Just do it.
Do it.
Here we go. All
right, thanks again. Peace. See you next week. Enjoy your mashed potatoes and gravy. Kevin, you are a terrible person.
Hey, Rockaholics, I know there's some metalheads out there. Hell yeah, welcome back to Painting the Grass 2015. Kevin and Ian from Metal Shop sitting here with Mr. Randy Bly from the Almighty Lamb of God. Yeah. Welcome back to Seattle, man.
Hey.
Good to have you here.
Hello.
So welcome back. Welcome back to Auburn. Welcome back to the Northwest. First off, we've seen you in a lot of interviews and TV, you know, performances and everything, wearing Accused shirts and repping a lot of bands from the Northwest. The first thing we wanted to know is, like, what are a few of your favorite bands out of the Pacific Northwest? A lot of good metal from this area, too.
Let's see, Botch. I like The Accused, of course. Legends, you know. Who else? Grunt Truck. Tommy was from up here. Himsa.
Himsa, classic.
Johnny Pettibone was from here. And the farts, Duff McKagan sent me a text message earlier today saying, what's up, man? So that's old school. That's old school Seattle.
Classic punk, man.
Yeah.
Got to keep it going.
Yeah.
There's a ton of kids here painting the grass. Obviously not back here, but there's a ton of kids out there watching their first show ever. Was talking to a few people that called up Metal Shop last night, stoked about seeing their first concert ever. What's a show that made, like, a huge impact on you as a kid growing up?
Bad Brains, COC, Leeway, 1988 at the Jetty in Virginia Beach.
Best show I've ever seen. Bad Brains, COC, and Leeway.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Eddie Leeway.
Yeah. Eddie. You know Eddie?
Oh, trust me. We know Eddie.
He had a public access show for a while.
Are you serious?
Yeah, in New York. He'd just do crazy shit. No, but the Bad Brains, at the peak of their powers, were incredible. There's never been a better band.
Absolutely, man.
You guys have been killing it, like, with the new record, Sturm und Drang. Not only with metalheads, but in the billboards, too. You guys, like, hit number three. That's, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Second of all, is that something that you guys pay a lot of attention to as a band, or is that just come as a result of the hard
work? Well, you have to understand, us killing it in the billboards is just metalheads.
Right.
Because metalheads still buy records. It's not Britney Spears fans suddenly coming out, you know. Taylor Swift's fans aren't listening to the new Lamb of God record.
Touche.
Metalheads just support artists and actually buy records. So, you know, and I try not to pay too much attention to record sales because it really doesn't mean a thing. The shows are where it's at, and, you know, right now it looks like there's a lot of people here today, so.
I think it's going to be pretty intense out there, man.
Yeah.
A lot of youngsters for the first time in the pit. That's what we were trying to warn people. We were trying to get hair plugs.
Wear your helmet, kids. Knee pads.
So along with the new Lamb of God record, you're also involved in the couple side projects, Teenage Time Killers and Metal Allegiance. Can you tell us a little bit about Teenage Time Killers and Metal Allegiance?
Teenage Time Killers is... My brain is fried from being on tour. Teenage Tom Killers is Reed from COC.
Right.
He wanted to do sort of a punk supergroup thing. And so he asked me. It was recorded at Dave Grohl's studio.
That's badass.
You know, awesome.
And Dave Grohl played bass on most of the tracks. It's me and Corey Taylor leaving. Bunch of different, you know, punk singer guys singing over some old school stuff. And the Metal Allegiance is my friend Alex Skolnick from Testament.
Yeah.
And Mike Portnoy was from Dream Theater, and Dave Ellison from Megadeth. And it's just, I sing a song, Phil Anselmo sings a song, a bunch of other different singers.
Yeah, Chris Jericho, Jamie Josta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
awesome. Bunch.
It's cool to do records with just friends.
Like a punk supergroup and a metal supergroup.
Yes.
It's awesome, man.
Yeah. Pretty good stuff.
Both sides of it.
Now, you've gotten to do a lot of awesome shit, obviously, in your life. What are a few bands that you haven't played or toured with yet that's still on the bucket list for you?
Ooh. Well, in the metal world, there's not many. I mean, I've played
You guys have checked off quite a few.
We've checked off just about every... I mean, we played with all of the big four, you know.
That was within a couple years, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we've had Anthrax, Megadeth, Slayer, and Metallica multiple times. As far as bands I'd like to tour with, I want to do, like, the Confusion tour.
Like a mixed bill.
Yeah, like us and, like, Kendrick Lamar. And
just mix it up.
Hank Williams, awesome. Hank Williams the third.
Kendrick Lamar, Lamb of God. Hank Williams the third tour confirmed for 2017.
Blabbermouth says. No, just like a bunch of different bands. I mean, it's cool to go out and tour with all the metal bands, but like when you go to Europe and play these festivals, like you will play a show with Kendrick Lamar,
exactly.
Hank Williams III.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, exactly. Just a big mixed bill, and
exactly.
It's cool to see all the different music fans come together.
That's why I like Painting the Grass, man. You got a Theory of a Dead Man fans that are coming here seeing Slipknot, Lamb of God for the first time.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool, man. It's nice to mix it up.
Hell yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, we do a heavy metal radio show called Metal Shop. We play a ton of Lamb of God. If you did a metal radio show or just a radio show, which bands would you make sure people heard? What would you throw on the playlist?
Shoot.
Anything.
Out of anything? Out of metal, I would play a lot of Gojira from
France.
You know?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm a big Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds fan.
Okay.
You know, that kind of stuff. I like the Jesus Lizard a lot. You know, a lot of old punk rock.
I like that, man. Eclectic tastes.
Yes,
yes. The bigger the musical zone, the bigger the musical person.
Yeah, there you go, man. You know.
Aside from Lamb of God, what is one of the best things to come out of Richmond, Virginia?
Guar comes from Antarctica.
Touché.
Don't you know that? They come from that. No, Guar, of course, man. You know, they're our biggest cultural export. You know, great dudes. Rest in peace, Dave Brocky.
Yes, sir. R.I.P.
Absolutely.
Give it up for Dave Brocky, man.
Yeah.
Odorous.
I'm glad they're still carrying on.
Yeah,
though,
same
you
here.
Know?
It was good to see.
No, yeah, Guar is like awesome. When I used to smoke Marlboro cigarettes, were awesome.
Yeah, there
they're
you go.
From Richmond.
Straight out of Virginia.
But they're not really awesome. All they do is give you cancer and you die. So
definitely true.
Kind of metal.
Dying? I don't think so. If
Touché.
I was dead, I wouldn't be here.
That's not metal.
That's not metal at all.
All right, how about this? Donald Trump is number one in the Republican side of the
can
presidential
Can I just start
race?
Cussing? Is this on FM? Is this on FM radio?
I don't think we're live. Are we live right now? No, we're not live right now.
That dude. All right, look. I've been in Lamb of God 20 years, right? I've had a job since I was 14. For 10 of the 20 years when I was in Lamb of God, I was a roofer and a restaurant worker at the same time. I didn't hatch out of a rock star egg.
Yeah.
Donald Trump does not know what the common man does. He has no clue of what the average working person goes through in order to pay their bills. He does not give a fuck about you. He gives a fuck about protecting big business and the lobbies. You know what I mean? So fuck that guy. And fuck his hair. He has
hair.
He has no need to be the president of the United States. Just because you're rich, just because you're rich doesn't mean you should be president of the United States.
Touche.
Let's take away the campaign funding, right? Let's take it all out. The internet is free, okay? Why don't you speak about real issues? Take away the money. You know what I mean? They don't need a bazillion dollars to run a presidential campaign. I'm sorry. It's just not true, you know? Go to YouTube. You know,
I can't believe that guy's number one still.
It's all right.
That's all I'm saying. I just wanted to ask because I know you're obviously an intellectual. So
no, it's hideous. How is he supposed to, like, not just the presidency, but our Congress has been a disgrace. Bipartisan politics, fighting over party lines. Why don't they care about the American people instead of whether you're a Democrat or a Republican? You know what I mean?
Amen.
Let's deal with some
issues. Amen.
Well, before we let you go, man, I know you got to go to a meet and greet in just a few, but we want to ask you a question. If you could pick a scar on your body and tell us a story of how you got that scar.
And show us if you can, if it's not too dirty. I got this scar on my psyche.
I got a lot of them.
What you got?
Where is this one? It screwed up my tattoo pretty good. This one right here, we played in Chile for the first time. And this was back in the drinking days.
Oh, yeah.
And I hadn't slept
accident
much.
Accident prone.
So I decided I needed to do something in order to stay awake for the gig. Jägermeister is not a good idea to stay awake.
There's no caffeine in
there. So I woke up the next day in my hotel room covered in blood. I don't remember Chile at all.
Sounds like a lot of the pain in the grass experience.
Huge, huge gash in my leg. So.
Well, you're better. You're worse for wear, I suppose.
Yeah. It's all right.
Anyway, Randy, you got any final words for the Northwest audience here before we let you head on out?
Thank you for coming out. And thank you to whoever arranged for it not to rain today. This
Hell
is
yeah.
very nice.
Hell yeah.
Hail Satan.
It was you, wasn't it?
All right, give it up one more time for Randy from Lamb of God.
Thank
They're hitting the stage at 7 o'clock. Be over there. Kevin and Ian, listen to Metal Shop Saturday nights. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.